Thursday, friends. You know, we've been talking about pricing and how businesses are reacting to that in the face of tariffs, but they're in a tricky situation. So let's talk about that for a minute. Number one, consumer trends, the spending trends are pivoting. So for a while, we were all, you know, we're buying this, we want it, we don't care what it costs. And now we're looking more towards lower prices. We're saying enough with the inflation already. So why would that be? Well, one cause would be return to office mandates. When we were working at home in our yoga pants and our sweatshirts and all that stuff, we could pair that with a lovely luxury bag because we weren't paying commuting costs such as gas, dry cleaning, professional clothes, that type of stuff. Now we're having to buy more of those things to go back to the office. Another thing is that we did not hesitate to put that stuff on our credit cards because, again, if we're saving money on commuting costs, then we can certainly pay that card off. Now that's likely to change. So, you know, so that's going up and that's causing us to rethink our purchases. As I've been talking about over previous episodes, goods are becoming more elastic, goods in general. The sellers are losing the power to raise prices because inflation is old news and people are tired of it. So they're losing their power to raise prices without losing customers. Now, in our minds, let's talk a little bit about price, because in our minds, price equals value to us. So let's say, for instance, if you have never owned a Louis Vuitton bag, how do you know that it's higher quality than one from H&M, Zara, Coach, any of the lower priced options? How would you know that if you've never owned one? Now, if you've owned one, you know. But if you've never owned one, you don't know. So you have to assume that it's a higher value, higher quality based on its price and price alone. And of course, they're gorgeous. But still, the consumers, even though we're looking for discounted prices, we still want the value. So this is what's making it tricky for sellers. How do they lower their prices and still communicate value to us? Now, what savvy brands are doing are creating lower priced sections, lower priced breakout lines from their regular goods. That's proving very successful, and I think they're using their common sense. So tomorrow's Friday. Let's go use ours. Hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out to catch the late sounds. Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down. Get y'all, prepare yourself for the rubber band. Man, you'll never hear the sound like the rubber band. Man, you're bound to lose control. Them play at a club outside of town. I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound.